Taking a look at some more farm news here for you for this morning. The dairy industry is in the midst of a well-known downturn in prices, resulting in an increased number of herds leaving production. In central Minnesota, there's been a steady decline in the number of herds. Retirement and economic factors are all playing a role in this trend. But if there is a silver lining, the industry is seeing some solid prices for good dairy cows. Longtime central Minnesota auctioneer Al Wessel describes the recent herd sold last week.
For the kind of cows before, had a huge crowd down there at Central, and boy, really sold pretty good. Those better cows up to 15, little change. A lot of cows in that 13, 14, $1,500 range. Heifers, kind of these May, June heifers, kind of in that 12 and a half to 13, 1350. So it had a real good sale, pretty doggone good demand. So we're really pleased how it turned out.
That again is auctioneer Al Wessel of Mid-American Auction Incorporated. Want to remind everybody about some important dates coming up. The Renville and Redwood Corn and Soybean Annual Banquet will be going on Monday evening, February 12th at Jackpot Junction. The speaker will be Al Batt of Heartland, Minnesota. He's a storyteller and humorist. Also coming up Thursday, February 15th, is the University of Minnesota Production Ag Symposium. Then don't forget, coming up in March on the 19th, the All Ag Celebration at the Island Ballroom in Bird Island, 5 p.m. social, 6 p.m. pork chop dinner. They'll honor the Renville County Distinguished Service Award and the Renville County Farm Family of the Year. Yours truly will be the MC that night. New legislation in Congress is looking to... The Precision Ag Connectivity Act of 2018 would create a task force to evaluate high-speed internet access on cropland and ranchland related to precision ag technologies. Supported by the Ag Broadband Coalition, which the AFBF is a member of, the task force would develop policy recommendations to get farm equipment connected. Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney says the task force will identify connectivity challenges.
For farmers and ranchers, in order for them to fully utilize precision agricultural equipment, they need connectivity where the equipment is located, and that's in cropland and in ranchland. What we need to know is how much broadband wireless connectivity is there for machines to fully utilize precision agricultural equipment.
FCC data says that 39% of rural Americans lack access to minimum broadband speeds, but there is no information about connectivity on farmland. Carney says the farmers are turning to precision ag practices to streamline their farming, require broadband connections.
When it comes to a farmer operating their farming business, they want to be the most efficient, economical, and environmentally friendly. And today's farmers are using precision agricultural techniques to make decisions on a daily basis. What we need to know is how much wireless connectivity is there for the Internet of Things, where tractors are talking to tractors.
Carney says farmers and ranchers need better access to broadband connections, and this legislation would address that need.
Connectivity, it's essential for modern agriculture and the farmers and ranchers who grow our food. Any of the latest yield-maximizing farming techniques require broadband connectivity for data collection and analysis, both performed on the farm but also in remote data sensors. And this task force is to focus on what is the availability right now in cropland and in ranchland.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney. We'll be back on the Farm Show right after this.